What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, and today we're continuing our discussion about contact lens care solutions, specifically with ClearCare Plus. Joining me for this discussion is Dr. Jessica Crooker. She's from Scituate Harbert Vision Source in Scituate, Massachusetts. Please welcome to the show, Dr. Crooker.
Thank you, Dr. Lyerly. I'm happy to be here to discuss this important topic.
Well, I'd like to get to know you and your practice a little bit better. So tell me a little bit about the patients that you typically see.
Perfect. Our office is about half an hour south of Boston. So we see a lot of patients of all ages, and they love their contact lenses. So our goal is to get our patients to stay in contact lenses as long as possible. So we really love ClearCare Plus because it makes contact lens wearing easy for all of our patients.
Tell me a little bit about the ages that you would typically start considering contact lens wear.
Sure. So we will start considering contact lens wear if appropriate for children, even ages 8 or 9, anywhere up to, you know, anyone who needs those contact lenses. But that's usually the youngest that will start. And we want people to be able to, you know, make sure that the lenses that they're wearing are staying nice and clean to prevent any type of infection.
I'm definitely a woman after your own heart. 8 years old is about that age where I feel really comfortable that a child's got the responsibility and the ability with their dexterity with their hands to be able to take care of a contact lens. Mm-hmm. But obviously at that age, when we're talking about wanting them to be lifelong potential contact lens wearers, mm-hmm. making sure that the lenses are healthy for the surface of their eye is so important. And that's really what we're going to be focused on talking about today is how we're maximizing the health of the cornea through the proper contact lens solution.
Right.
I'd like to make a note here that this podcast is sponsored by Alcon, and our guest, Dr. Crooker, and myself were both compensated for our participation today. So let's jump into it to the main topic of this episode, contact lens care. For patients in weekly or monthly replacement lenses, good daily lens care habits are essential to maintaining a healthy and comfortable wearing experience. And it's really important for patients to remain happy and satisfied with their lenses if we want them to be happy and satisfied with their experience with us as their doctors. So Dr. Crooker, what are some of the ways that you foster good lens care habits in your contact lens wearing patients?
I think there are three key things that an eye care practice can do to foster good lens care habits. First, we have to recommend high quality and easy to use lens care products. Then we have to show patients the correct way to use these products. And finally, we need to reiterate lens care messages at each exam.
Yes, we definitely need to reiterate those points every time we see a patient. I don't know how many times I've seen a patient do something truly shocking mm-hmm. when I'm in the exam room with them and I ask them to put their contact lenses back in, mm-hmm. whether it's turn on the faucet and start looking like they're going to put their contact lenses under tap water or using the contact lens solution in an inappropriate way. And it's startling because these are patients that I've trained, that I've been talking to every year, and they're having these behaviors that are truly dangerous. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how many patients start off using a high quality solution that we recommend, and then they end up changing to a different brand or doing something that we don't recommend?
It happens often, and the patient needs to understand that using a solution different from the one I recommend may be contributing to problems they're having. But just as important as it is to make sure they know how to use the solution to care for their lenses correctly, poor compliance with solution instruction equates to poor contact lens hygiene. And unfortunately, that can result in a poor lens wearing experience for that patient.
And in 2010, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control said that poor contact lens hygiene is a major risk factor for a spectrum of eye complications, including microbial keratitis. In 2016, the CDC reported approximately 1 million cases of keratitis in the United States every year.
Those statistics are really eye-opening, so to speak. We can definitely do better to reinforce lens care messaging to our patients. Regarding disinfection, the available products are generally effective, often exceeding FDA standards for many microorganisms. With infection, the real problem seems to be that many patients just aren't using their lens care products correctly. Again, according to the CDC, 99% of patients admit to at least one poor lens care habit, which you and I both know could certainly be contributing to an increased risk of eye inflammation and infection.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. And there was another study that found that while only 2% of contact lens wearers actually demonstrated good compliance with lens care, 85% of them actually thought they were doing it right. They think they're being compliant.
Exactly. That's a key point. They think they're doing it right. So we can't blame them. We have to teach them. They're topping off their multi-purpose solutions or neglecting to rub their lenses appropriately. And we have to explain that habits like these can leave them susceptible to serious infection.
And it's why the products we recommend need to be easy to use, because we've also seen that lens care non-compliance can be related to overall lens dissatisfaction and even contact lens dropout.
And that is exactly why ClearCare Plus is my first line lens care solution. It's not only very effective at cleaning and disinfecting lenses, it's also easy to use because there is no rubbing step.
I totally agree. For me, I think multi-purpose solutions are very useful. They have great efficacy when used the proper way, but personally, I prefer ClearCare Plus because it's quick and easy to demonstrate in the office, and it's easy for patients to use it at home.
I think you nailed it. And it also has no preservatives, so there's no uptake into the contact lens, which can be a problem with multi-purpose solutions because uptake can weaken disinfection efficacy and possibly cause ocular irritation.
Absolutely. I mean, you said ClearCare Plus is your first-line recommendation for lens care, but as a peroxide-based solution, what types of lens materials can patients use it with?
That's a great question, because some of my patients are confused about which solutions can be used with which lenses. ClearCare Plus is a peroxide, and so it can be used to clean and disinfect any monthly, weekly, or two-week soft lens. And ClearCare Plus also contains Hydroglide Moisture Matrix, which surrounds the lens in moisture.
Yes, let's talk a little bit more about that. Can you tell me more about why Hydroglide Moisture Matrix agent is so important?
The Hydroglide molecule is an awesome innovation. It attaches to the surface of lens material, where it helps draw additional water molecules to the lens surface. This improves lens wettability, which promotes comfortable contact lens wear. Hydroglide Moisture Matrix technology was specifically designed to improve the wettability of silicone hydrogel lenses, but it's safe for any soft contact lenses.
That's so important for doctors to know. So while it was specifically made for silicone hydrogel lenses, it's safe to use on regular hydrogel lenses as well. There's not a contact lens where this wouldn't be a compatible solution. And it's important because improving the wettability of the lens surface can address some issues that patients might be having. In a clinical study, patients who were complaining of dryness and discomfort while using multi-purpose solutions reported that after switching to ClearCare Plus with Hydroglide, they experienced a significant, clinically meaningful increase in comfortable lens wear time. But tell me, how is this disinfection efficacy with ClearCare Plus?
It's excellent. ClearCare Plus has proven effective against Staphylococcus aureus, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, Sriracha marsupilans, Candida albicans, Fusarium solani, and Acanthamoeba. And peroxides in general are known to be effective against biofilms.
So we've talked about Hydroglide and the disinfection efficacy, but what I really like about ClearCare Plus is that there's no rubbing step. You put the lenses in the basket, you rinse them for 5 seconds, then fill the solution case and soak the contact lenses for at least 6 hours. It's really easy.
And then you watch it work. The bubbles!
Yeah, we all love the bubbles.
We know that the bubbling action helps to dislodge debris attached to the lens. But what's really cool is that patients come to expect the bubbles. If they see the bubbles, they know they're doing it right. So you would see much less bubbling if you only topped off the solution. So the bubbles actually help to promote good habits and good compliance with the product instructions.
And it's easy to demonstrate how to use it in the office. Instead of showing patients how to rub each lens front and back, then flip and rub it front and back again, we squirt them with solution, fill the case, and we're done. Patients are usually like, oh, that's it? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. And if they need a reminder on what to do, Alcon, the company that makes ClearCare Plus, actually has a helpful how-to video about it. It's a great resource, and we're going to link it in the page below.
And then they can go home, use the solution correctly, and have a successful contact lens wearing experience.
Yes, exactly. We want to see happy and satisfied patients who are long-term contact lens wearers. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kruger, thank you so much for talking with me today. I think it was very informative, and we had some fun talking about bubbles, too.
Of course.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.